Lift up your hearts. Each new hour holds new chances for new beginnings. Do not be wedded forever to fear, yoked eternally to brutishness. The horizon leans forward, offering you space to place new steps of change. Here, on the pulse of this fine day, you may have the courage to look up and out and upon me, the rock, the river, the tree, your country. Here, on the pulse of this new day, you may have the grace to look up and out and into your sister's eyes and into your brother's face, your country.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, April 4th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American poet and civil rights activist Maya Angelou, born Marguerite Annie Johnson in 1928 in St. Louis. She published 7 autobiographies, 3 books of essays, several books of poetry, and was credited with a list of plays, movies, and television shows written over a span of more than 50 years. She received dozens of awards and more than 50 honorary degrees. She is best known for her autobiographies, which focus on her childhood and early adult experiences. The first one, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, tells of her life up to the age of 17 and brought her international recognition and acclaim. She became a poet and writer after a series of occupations as a young adult, including fry cook, nightclub dancer and performer, cast member of the opera Porgy and Bess, coordinator for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and journalist in Egypt and Ghana during the decolonization of Africa. She was an actor, writer, director, and producer of plays, movies, and public television programs. In 1982, she earned the first Lifetime Reynolds Professorship of American Studies at Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. She was active in the civil rights movement and worked alongside both Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X. Beginning in the 1990s, she made more than 80 appearances a year on the lecture circuit, something she continued to do well into her 80s. In 1993, she recited her poem On the Pulse of Morning at President Bill Clinton's inauguration, making her the first poet to make an inaugural recitation appearance since Robert Frost did it at President John F. Kennedy's inauguration in 1961. She was widely respected as a spokesperson for women, and her works have been considered a defense of African American culture. Her writings are widely studied in schools and universities worldwide, although attempts have been made to ban her books in some American libraries. Her most celebrated works have been labeled as autobiographical fiction, but many critics consider them to be pure autobiography. She made a deliberate attempt to challenge the common structure of autobiography by critiquing, changing, and expanding the genre. For the most part, her books center on themes of racism, identity, family, and travel. She died on the morning of May 28, 2014, at age 86. Although she had reportedly been in poor health and had canceled recent scheduled appearances, she was working on yet another book, an autobiography about her experiences with national and world leaders. During her memorial service at Wake Forest University, her son, Guy Johnson, stated that despite being in constant pain, she wrote 4 books during the last 10 years of her life. He said, "She left this mortal plane with no loss of acuity and no loss in comprehension." Tributes were offered by artists, entertainments, and world leaders, including President Clinton and President Barack Obama, whose sister was named after her. Harold Augenbraum from the National Book Foundation said that her legacy is one that all writers and all readers across the world can admire and aspire to. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 4th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.